FM. Stay relevant and up to date. Keep informed. This is 101.9 High FM.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to High Cooking Corner. It's Adrian speaking from Cushering Your Life. And today in studio, I've got Daniela Goetz from Daniela's Kitchen. And we're going to have a little chat about food and catering and all things that we're listening to the radio for this time of the day. So I wanted to ask you, how did you get started?
First, I just want to say hello to you and your listeners, and thanks so much for having me on the show. It's very exciting to be here. So let's get into it. I have a little toddler. He's 2, and I was actually a teacher, and I always did orders for people, but not to such a large extent. And I thought to myself, you know, I really want to see my little one grow up. I'm going to cook full time. And that's when I started last Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah. I started doing it full time, and it was just the best. Like, I just followed my passion, and I loved it. And ever since, I've been really just having an amazing journey.
Yeah, I think that's, I think following your passion is the key to it all. I know, like, for me, I'm, it sounds odd, I'm in the middle of a change from nursing to cooking, and but it is, it becomes a passion. I missed out on my kids growing up. I was working all the time. So I understand wanting to be, and you've got something that you can do that will enable you to be at home.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, that's huge. And I mean, I've seen the photos of the food, and it always looks so yummy.
Thank you.
And quite inspiring for me to attempt other stuff.
Thank you. That's lovely to hear.
So I'm assuming your food is kosher.
So I keep a kosher kitchen. However, I'm not under the best.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's the one thing. So, and what type of functions have you been doing since you started this? I know you said Rosh Hashanah you did, obviously, for people who didn't, you know, that's quite a big thing. There's a lot of people who prefer not to cook.
Absolutely. It's so much easier for them. So they just come to the table and the food's prepared and it's done. I've done quite a few birthday parties. Even like sometimes I'll send food to a shiva house. Or someone will say, for Friday night, that's very popular, please make me a meal.
Yeah.
And what's great for them is they get the menu emailed to them, they take a look at the menu, and just like that, they decide exactly what they want, and then I'm happy to deliver. Funnily enough, I actually just got an order this morning, which is due for this afternoon. So I'm very flexible.
Yeah, that's a huge thing about the flexibility. I mean, you are going to obviously get last-minute orders, which can be quite difficult, and obviously difficult for customers. So that was one of the things that I wanted to know. Like, what is your minimum that you'd cater for, and what is, like, the maximum where you say, right now, I'm pushing my limits, I can't do that bigger meal?
So it actually depends on the function. If it's a birthday party, recently I actually did one where there was between 80 to 100 people. That was okay. I could do the platters and I could send it off. But at this current moment, I'm not able to do all little hors d'oeuvres and fancy schmancy things. Obviously, if there's a smaller crowd, I'm more than happy to do that. But it just depends on the volume. So let's say if I'm doing a Shabbos dinner for 20 people and they want small, little, finicky things, that's okay because I can handle it.
Yeah.
But your very large, large functions, I'm not there yet. But hopefully one day I'll be able to get there.
Yes. I was watching for a very short while because I didn't like it. It's called My Kitchen Rules, I think it was. It's a show where it's like teams that have to cook and everything. And everyone was getting hysterical about cooking for 16 people. And I'm going, that's a Friday night.
Yeah.
What's so difficult?
We do it all the time.
But listen, I can understand that. I know, like, for us, you've still got a small family. But for me, we're cooking for 7 or 8 every single night. So adding another 10 people is really,
adding a lot of people.
Yeah. For a Friday night, that's fine. But if they want, like, fancy stuff, it's not going to happen from me.
So
you've obviously...
I'll tell you what I love doing. I've actually got a friend who lives opposite me. Her name's Tana, and we're actually quite close because our kids are the same age. And they come at least once a week, and that's my time to shine. You know, that's when I do the experimenting because I always want to adjust my menu and add new foods. And, so they get a free meal once a week, so they love coming over.
So my family's complaint is, Mark, can we have something plain, please? Can we have normal, please? And I'm like going, well, you see, I kind of need to up my game. I've got a subscribers who want meal plans, and not all of them want macaroni and cheese every day.
So if you ask my toddler that question, he could live on chicken schnitzel every single day. So that's his favorite meal, clearly.
So that's the thing. So you said you got started, you were teaching, you were doing this as like a, just a hobby for people who needed. And
desserts mainly.
Yeah. Were you charging them or were you just doing this out of the goodness in your heart when you started?
So to be honest, I was charging.
Okay, good.
Because it's time not and effort and I was teaching at the same time. So, you know, I had to juggle things.
Yeah.
And then the only lucky few, I guess, who get to eat for free are the friends and family.
Yeah, no. I must admit that was my mistake is I didn't start charging straight away.
You know, it would be great to, you know, just give out free meals.
Yeah,
but it's time and it's also, you know, I also want to be with my little boy as much as possible. To be honest, there are like charities and I'm happy to, like the SPCA once approached me and I made a bagel platter for them and that was okay. I was more than happy to give back.
That's your,
That's great. I love that. But every day, I do charge for meals.
Yeah, no, that's important. I mean, I looked into... I know one of the colleagues that I work with, she often doesn't cook because by the time she gets home, it's like with the traffic, it's about 7 at night. And she stops past a place that actually has ready-made suppers.
So that's like exactly what my type of thing is. You phone me up and you say, I want, for example, a tuna lasagna and a Greek salad. And then, great, I prepare it, and then I deliver it to you, and then all you got to do is heat it up, transfer it into a dish, and voila, there we go.
She doesn't even do that. They stop at the lady who makes it and pick it all up.
So that's the same with me. You could do that the same with me as well.
I think
as long as I get enough notice, and then that's how I work.
Yeah.
I mean, often I have a lady that's up the road, and she'll say, you know, Dani, I need this and this. Please, can you deliver it by this afternoon? Sure, you've told me this morning. Cool, I'm more than happy to deliver. Okay, so and then supper's done for her.
Hopefully you'll get too busy for that soon. And they'll have to at least give you the night before notice. So that's it. Okay, so tell me, what is your biggest disaster in the kitchen?
To be honest, I really haven't had any major disasters, thank goodness. What I do find quite challenging is, because I like to make the food as fresh as possible, sometimes I need to pull all-nighters.
Mm.
So that's intense. So I put my little one down. Cheers, I'll see you later. And then that's when I finish through and I have to power through the evening.
Yeah, no. Those are quite rough.
I've
done that once or twice.
But I don't mind doing it because once it's done, it's the best feeling, you know, you've succeeded.
Yeah, I do that usually for Yontif. Every Yontif, because I'm usually working, so the days are gone. So I haven't got guests that can bring stuff for me unless they every now and again I'll get somebody who can bring.
Yes.
But mostly I've got to do it myself.
Yeah, I hear you. So I do my yontifs and then I'm doing everyone else's yontifs. So it's just about time management, I guess.
Yeah, very much so. And also I think I like stuff that's slightly different. I don't like the traditional Jewish dishes, I think. So that makes it a little harder as well with the planning and getting the ingredients and stuff. And that's one of my favorite things in the kitchen. I don't know about you, my favorite is being able to take a recipe that's not a kosher recipe and turn it around and adapt it and make it into an amazing kosher meal.
So funnily enough, mentioning it, like I love like Pinterest and I love Googling and
absolutely.
I spend hours looking it up and adapting and changing. That's something, like my husband like does work before he goes to sleep. I look up Pinterest.
I love that. I'm busy with a course now, a Gordon Ramsay cooking course. I've done one before, which is just general cooking, but now he's taking it to the next level. It's restaurant quality.
That's cool.
So, which for me is, like we were just talking before the show, and we were saying, like the plating for me is my hardest. I don't know if I just don't have the imagination or what it is, but my plating is always a little sideways, or the food is all one color. For some reason, I land up with these monochrome colors. Like I said last night, was boerewors, charred mealies, and orange baby beets.
Yes.
So everything was yellow or brown.
So, you know, one thing, there's a lady I need to mention. Her name was Leslie Schnard, and she was my home economics teacher. And I absolutely adored her.
I hated mine. I remember her name.
I still keep in contact. And she was actually when I thought to myself, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to eventually, hopefully, do cooking.
Mm.
And we learned about all the different types of stuff. So my eyes were opened, you know, when she started with me, and it was just so amazing.
Yeah.
She was a very special lady. She still is. And that's when I thought, no, you got to experiment. You got to move stuff around. You got to see how the plate works and just make it look as pretty as possible. Well, I'm just lucky that I'm hopefully yeah. able to do that. But it's a lot of experimenting.
This is it. It is a lot. And with my son, he does these safaris and stuff. And he goes, and he always sends me photos of the plating. Because he knows. So he always takes it, goes, this is what it is, and these are what's the food. I'm like, okay, cool. Thank you. I'm going to try that. So that's the thing. So tell me something, a wish list. If there's one gadget that you want in your kitchen, that's the top of your wish list, what is it?
Honestly, I've got it. Thank goodness. I can't live without my Kenwood Prospero. I think I'd cry because it's so amazing. My mother is, you know, she keeps saying how important a chopper is, you know, but it's my mix master. I love it. It's like my little handy tool. I'm always experimenting and mixing stuff. I just love that. I'm okay. actually very lucky that I got that as an engagement gift, so it worked out really well.
Mine died. I had that Kenwood Pro Chef, so it had the mixing bowls, it had all the hooks, and it had the blenders on top and the spice grinder. It came with the whole shebang.
That's what I've got.
And then my motor died about 6 months ago.
Time to get a new
one. And I brought it in, and the guy said to me, listen, I don't know that we've got parts for this anymore. Because he's repaired it once before. Because it does, I literally used it pretty much every day.
Yep.
I loved it.
Same with me, I understand. You know, it's like a baby, you know.
So then I went to a demonstration and spent money. I went to see a Thermomix.
Yes.
I use it every day.
Life changer.
You cannot believe. I make my own spices, my own rub.
Oh, wow, okay.
Because it grinds up the spices for you.
That's fantastic.
I've never thought of doing it because the pan, the mix master and the Moulinex or whatever they were called nowadays.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, the food processor, that's it. Just doesn't do the same
quality.
And that's been my best, even steaming. So I actually got rid of my Kenwood and all the attachments because I no longer need them. So that's what I'm saying.
I can't even hear that. It'll upset me.
Yeah, but you do baking as well.
Yes.
So that's where the difference is. The only baking I do is bread.
Okay, no, I do cakes and cupcakes, a whole variety of things.
So the cupcakes I leave to my daughter and she can use a hand beater.
Fair enough.
But I do, my mother does the cakes, the biscuits and stuff. Like the most amazing biscuits. And I do like anything with yeast.
Okay.
That is my thing. But I couldn't bake a biscuit to save my life.
So I love experimenting. I love it. Also my little boy, you know, if he comes in the kitchen one day and I'm not doing orders that day, then come, Bobby, we're going to, you know, experiment. And he loves it. And he sits and he mixes and he wears his little apron and he tastes
it. So nice.
And that's, for me, so sweet because I'm bonding and at the same time we're experimenting.
No, that's huge.
But
that's
so nice. And then he always wants to help. You know, obviously I can't let him help when I'm doing orders.
Yeah.
But when it's just my day, you know, with him,
yeah.
it's great. He has his own bowl and his own wooden spoon.
Oh,
so he feels important.
Yeah. No, that's stunning. That's stunning. I'm hoping. I mean, I know mine can cook. I just haven't seen it. my son does very good steaks, though.
That's good. Better than nothing.
He does meat.
Yeah, my husband's pretty good at a bra. He does make a mean bra.
And my youngest one is going to be the baker, probably.
Okay.
And then my middle one, she doesn't follow recipes, which can be sometimes fantastic and other times a little bit of a disaster. And then my middle one, I think, plays very well at being incompetent in the kitchen.
That's the easy
Although
layout.
She doesn't have an excuse anymore, I now have a left-handed knife for her in the kitchen. So she can't tell me that the knives don't work.
Fair enough.
Because she's got one.
She needs to use it.
So that's the thing. So what kind of food, you know, we were talking about that you do the platters and stuff and you do the meals. What kind of food are you doing, like actual?
Okay, so there's a whole list. I mean, I do different types of soups. And then
favorite soup?
Definitely vegetable and barley.
Okay.
Love it. Then there's different types of chicken. I mean, my favorite is I do the sweet sticky sesame seed chicken.
Oh, nice. I love
Yum.
It.
Yum. And that goes so deliciously with, like, egg noodles.
Yes.
Oh, that's absolutely my favorite. I love making a yum chocolate mousse. That's my thing. And then, there's roasts that I make and, you know.
Okay, we'll be back after this ad break talking about foods that Danny prepares.
Stay relevant and up to date. Keep informed. This is 101.9 High FM.
And we're back. Thanks for listening. I'm in studio today with Daniela Gates from Daniela's Kitchen, and we're talking about the different kinds of foods that she likes serving for her platters and what's on her menus. So you were saying with the chicken, you love the...
Yeah, absolutely, and chocolate mousse, and I love doing mini pitters, you know. Oh, they can be a bit finicky, but it's divine. I'm actually doing a birthday party this Sunday, and she's ordering a bagel platter and mini chicken pitters and, you know, carrot cupcakes. And it, the best part is you get to, you know, make sure everything's okay and you give it a good taste. That's the best part.
Absolutely. Well, if you listen to all the professional chefs, they tell you, you can't make something if you can't taste it.
Absolutely. So for me, I found the hardest time, you know, when you just after Yom Kippur, and I feel like my taste almost changes. I know that's strange just because we've been fasting so long. So I wouldn't want to prepare straight after Yom Kippur. Also the exhaustion, I guess.
That would be definitely.
That's why we always go to my father-in-law for breaking of the fast.
Okay, yeah.
I get the day off.
Yeah, that's my mother's yontif. And as always, like any good Jew, she overcaters. So it's fine. She did it this Friday as well. So we got yummy lunch on Sunday because, of course, she made too much.
My father-in-law is exactly the same. There's five different types of brisket, so you're lucky.
Yeah. And the person, I mean, I said to my son I'd keep him some chops from Sunday lunch, and I didn't. But he said it wasn't a problem because the food he got was way better.
Fair enough.
You know, professional chef prepared it. so that's the thing. You know, but one of the things that, I mean, I've had to learn, and I don't know if you do with your business. Do you plan your meals for home, or you just wing it?
So it's quite a funny thing because my mom will often say, "I don't know how you do it," but I don't really start cooking for my family unless I've got an order. I only start cooking at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, me
you
too.
Know, and I don't even decide that morning. It's around the afternoon, right? What am I going to make tonight?
Oh,
okay, I've decided.
Couldn't.
And then I go into it. I've never been the type of person to sit and plan ahead. So it's that afternoon. I'm like, right, this is for supper.
Oh, no. That I would have a problem with, because for me, my thing would be going to the shops. And it's one of my pet hates is I don't go shopping.
I love shopping.
Everything's online.
No, I'm a big fan. I love going to Kosher Worlds. You know, my little boy takes the trolley and he helps puts everything in the trolley.
Yeah, there's too much choice there. I'll go to somewhere where that's why online for me is easier, because even though there's a lot of choice and I can buy whatever I want, I still, like yesterday, I went into Woolworths. I went for one thing. And then I discovered the dairy-free cheese. They've got a new one added on.
I've just
so they've got the cream cheese and they've got the Greek one.
I haven't seen the Greek one.
So that's brand new. So I quickly bought because I want to experiment. I want to see what's it like as a feta.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people like look at me like I've gone nuts. I use the pair of cheese. I stick it inside. Like if I'm making burgers, then I'll, because I make my burgers from scratch, then I'll stick some. I'll make it like a filled burger.
Do you enjoy it?
You know what? I do and I don't. I don't do it often.
Yeah.
But I fill it with mushroom sauce. So I'll put like the mushrooms inside so that when you cut in, you've got your mushroom sauce inside your burger instead of outside your burger. I do other sauces, and it was just the one thing. I usually do things like that Purim time.
Okay.
Where we make a so-called treif meal. So I'll mix milk and meat when it's not really.
Yeah,
so that's
absolutely.
When my kids have learned to eat like cheeseburgers, where the burgers are like a black bean burger with a slice of cheese on
top.
Does
it taste like cheese?
It actually does. It's,
oh, wow.
On its own, it's not. You can see it's not cheese, or you can taste it. But when you're using it in cooking, it's actually not bad. It doesn't melt fantastically. Mm-hmm. But the tofutti one as well, the sour cream and the cream cheese, I've made from them for my daughter's bat mitzvah, because my youngest one is lactose intolerant. We made a dairy-free cheesecake.
Oh, really? And how did it turn out?
Couldn't tell the difference.
Oh, really? I once did I used the tofutti to do a tiramisu.
Oh, okay.
So that was just, I just wanted to experiment and see how it was. It wasn't bad. It really wasn't.
Okay, perfect. I haven't made a tiramisu specifically. Unless I'm making milkshake, I'm not going to do that. I'm not a huge dessert thing. So what are your favorite desserts?
Sure. I mean, I've got whole lists. Have time?
I'm not a big one. I must admit, since I got the Thermomix, sorbets are big on the list because it only takes 10 minutes. But
so I'll tell you, I love chocolate cake.
Okay.
That's, you know, or like a yum cheesecake. That,
okay.
You know, I always... That I can prepare in the morning. Then I know, you know, if I'm going to have a cheesecake, then that, you know, I get up and I make it. And I love experimenting with different toppings.
Yeah.
My little boy also, I mean, he'll eat chicken schnitzel and he'll eat lots of cheesecake, lucky boy. You know, obviously not together.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah.
chocolate mousse, divine. And my all-time favorite, which I make, honestly, is the chocolate ice cream. It's a recipe that came from my mom.
Okay.
Obsessed.
So chocolate mousse, like for me, a chocolate mousse, I kind of do a Cheats chocolate mousse. I do the Riches or Orly Whip, whichever one's available. And okay. Then I do the cocoa powder and and some sugar and beat the hell out of it.
I love making it from scratch just because I like mixing. It's just, you know, you get this feeling, this like high when you make the food.
Yes.
And you really enjoy it. Oh, that's what I get every time I do it.
Absolutely. And when you see people enjoying your food,
there's nothing
better. I think that's just like I don't know if it's a mom thing or a Jewish thing. It's just like such a nurturing thing where you see somebody eating the food that you've made and that you've spent ages doing and they're just, enjoying every minute.
And you take an hour or 2 hours to do it and they eat it in 20 seconds.
Yeah, that's a bit of a problem. I must admit, like in my family, so my family do a lot of voting on what's good and what's not. I'm sure your family will also say, I wouldn't serve this to guests or don't add this onto the menu.
Yeah, my hubby, I mean, he's generally pretty good, but he'll say, maybe don't or...
Yeah.
Let's try something else. But I usually don't have that quite often. He's pretty.
Yeah. So you're lucky like me. We don't have fussy eaters.
Yes. No, he really isn't fussy at all.
Yeah. That does help, but in a way it doesn't because they'll pretty much eat what you stick in front of them. And then only after you're done go, yeah, well, this is okay. That's not helpful at all.
You need honesty.
So, yeah, no, that's the thing. Is there any kind of like a specific cuisine that you would love to experiment with? You know, that you feel that the market's not ready for it, but you'd love to start serving it, or you just don't think there's a market in the kosher, well, in the Jewish community for it.
So I can't say there's any one specific thing because I'm so busy experimenting with everything all the time. That's just how I work. I like to experiment with everything. So, for example, if I'm looking up, I'll look up different chicken recipes and then I'll try different types of chicken recipes or meats or, but there's just so much I'm always wanting to be working on. I love it. All the time changing and experimenting and doing. So I can't have a specific one to tell you. I just don't. Sorry.
No. Hey, that's fine. Listen, at one stage we were going through for my menu planning because what I do is I have a set template. And so like Monday is vegan. Tuesday is, well, meat free. I'll have fish and cheese. So it's vegetarian more. Then Wednesdays is any kind of ground beef, any kind of mince or chicken, as long as it's minced. And then Thursday and Friday, I swap, whether it's beef or chicken or lamb or chicken or whatever it is. And, I mean, at one stage, we used to do one with a recipe from – the kids would pick a country, and I would have to make a recipe from that country.
Oh, that's very
so
cool.
There have been some, like, really bad disasters where they've all looked at me and going, what's that? And others that have been, like, huge hits. I mean, my son, I was experimenting with a beef Wellington.
Yeah.
Now, I've never made one before. And it was, I can't even remember why I would do it because I knew it was going to take long and I try and avoid recipes that take more than 30 minutes. And I took out of the freezer what I thought was fillet. And it turned out to be individual steaks.
Oh, wow. That must have been fun experiment.
And then I'd planned it for a Wednesday night, forgetting that none of the kosher markets would have chopped liver on a Wednesday. They would Thursday, you would Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
So now I have to do something else. So I'm like thinking, and I go into the book, and my favorite, so my hero is Gordon Ramsay. You know, just his cooking is, I love it. And he talks about using a mushroom, they call it a mushroom duxelle, which is like a mushroom paste.
Yes.
So I quickly ran back out to the shops and got a whole lot of mushrooms and made it into this mushroom paste. And then they wanted Parma ham to wrap. I'm like, okay, let's have macon instead.
Substitution.
You know, it's not the same flavor, but it's salty enough and it's got enough fat. Maybe we, okay. I landed up with 10 beef Wellingtons that we could cut in half. So one Wellington actually fed two.
Sure, okay.
So we had beef Wellington for 2 days and it was outstanding, even though I messed up like half the ingredients.
Have you made it since?
I have made it once after that. Still not the right one, but it was just as delicious. And my son has requested it for December for his birthday.
Well, there we go. It's a real winner.
That is their thing. Their thing is for their birthday, you get to choose the meal whatever meal it is. So for my daughters, it's sometimes been a little difficult. My oldest one likes sushi.
Okay. No, I love it. So I make, I must say, a yummy sushi salad.
Okay, yeah.
Which is actually very popular on the menu, funny yes. enough.
Sushi salad is always popular. I know at the Pine Street store that goes, like, flies out the door.
It's true, because it's yeah. I am.
Yeah. So that's, you know, but she wants actual sushi. But we were lucky. So Ellen Bender has been a close friend for 30 years. And for her birthday, he came and did a sushi making thing for the girls in the class.
Oh, that's very nice.
So they all learned how to make sushi.
Oh, divine.
So we've all learned how to make sushi because of him. You know.
That's divine.
So that's been a big thing. And then I've got two vegetarians who make life a little difficult, because the one is a vegetarian who doesn't eat vegetables. And the other one is lactose intolerant.
Oh, wow. So it can be tricky.
So food, supper time can be quite interesting occasionally.
Same with me and my toddler, though. One day yes. he's willing to eat that. Yeah. The next day, what are you giving me, Mom?
Yeah, but you ate it yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so my 16-year-old is still like that.
Okay. So you're saying there's a chance it may still be that way.
So the rule in our house, especially with doing a cooking as a hobby for me, especially, but for you as a business, so we had one rule, is you have to taste it. Before you could say. So I'll often make something and I won't tell them what's in it.
Okay.
Now, my son is very good with actually breaking down the recipe.
It's impressive.
Which has always shocked me, because I couldn't do that. And I'm the one cooking it, but I wouldn't be able to tell you the individual tastes afterwards. So that's his thing. I think for my 16-year-old cashew nut chicken, if I serve that.
Divine.
And it's such an easy recipe. So which is your favorite website to get your recipes from? Where do you like the most? Like, where do you find yourself going back to?
So there's this website, Joy of Kosher.
Okay, yes, she's very
she's
nice.
She's divine. There's also another lady, Tariah Vey, if I'm yes, saying her name correctly.
Tori Avery.
Yep, there we yeah. go. Sorry.
Yes, I follow her as
she's
well.
She's divine.
Her stuff is amazing.
Her stuff is delicious.
Yeah,
I like
saw last
at
night
it.
On Instagram her stuffing for Thanksgiving. It looks...
It's divine.
I said, I wish we could get turkeys.
Yeah, actually, someone requested a turkey, and I said, because they're from America, and I said, can you please make a plan for
we
a turkey?
We don't get it, yeah.
Exactly. So I said, sorry, but I can help you with other things. But they are great, and they have so many recipes.
Yes.
And you can adapt them, and that's just fabulous. And then, I mean, I do a lot of Pinterest. Like, yeah. I've got probably so many pins, it's ridiculous. Mm. So there's no particular website from that, but I've just got tons and tons of recipes and images.
Yeah, I've had to be careful with Pinterest, because I get carried away. And you like start on it, and the next thing you look at the clock and it's 4 hours later and you haven't done anything else that you were supposed to do.
But everything looks so delicious, yes. You can't help yourself.
So my thing is, I go Yumly.
Okay, yes, I've done
I've set
that.
Up my profile on Yumly.
That's
so
lekker.
It will often let me know when there's recipes coming out. And you can set out so your skill level. You can set it up to where your skill level is, and it comes out there. And then obviously allrecipes.com.
Yes,
those
yes.
are the other things. And when I first started, especially with the meal planning, when I first did the inventory of my kitchen, I had all these ingredients, all these things in my cupboard, and I didn't know what to do with them. So everybody open the cupboard, Ma, there's nothing to eat. Wait, you're getting that when your son gets to be a teenager.
Great.
There's a cupboard full of food, but there's nothing to eat. The fridge is full, but there's nothing to eat. Mostly because you've got to put it together to eat it.
Exactly, just put it in the microwave.
Yeah. So there I went on. It's called myfridgefood.com. And what you do is you type in what ingredients you have.
Oh, wow.
And it searches the internet for you.
That's very cool.
Yeah. Yumly can do it to a certain extent as well. It looks up. And then there was another one called Chinese Food Made Easy. It's a BBC show. I can't remember the lady's name, but that's where my chicken came from, my cashew nut chicken. And
divine.
It's a favorite in the house. I haven't made it for a while. I've actually just bought the cashew nuts because I know I've got to do it. It's coming up time for somebody to complain.
So the only thing that I do find a bit tricky for my little one is he's allergic to fish.
Okay, so you've got to be careful in your house as well.
Even when I do orders and that, I have to be very careful, because one day I touched his teat, but I washed it really well, gave it to him. You know, I really washed it because I touched his teat with fishy hands, broke out in halves.
Yeah.
So it was quite hectic.
Okay, we're just going to take an ad break, and then Daniela and I'll be back chatting about food, as always.
Stay relevant and up to date. This is 101.9 High FM.
Okay, and I'm back in studio with Daniela Gates from Daniela's Kitchen, and we're just talking about food and food that we like to make and recipes and having fun with flavors. So we were talking earlier, so you were saying your son is highly allergic to fish.
Yes.
Yeah. So that is quite a big thing. I mean, in my house, if I had one of them with a fish allergy, we'd be in big trouble. Because I think my son eats 2 or 3 tins of tuna at a sitting.
Sure. Okay.
He is 22.
Yeah, fair enough.
But he can quite happily, and he's happy to make it himself. He'll make himself. He's made this most amazing pasta salad. He gets rocket and pasta and tuna and pickles, and he likes the cherry tomatoes. And he sometimes, what he does with them is he blisters them. So he'll actually stand there, because I've got a gas stove, and you'll see him with the tongs blistering them over the open flame.
Yeah, I'm often doing that. I
love it. I did that last night with the Millies.
And
it was
brinjals, that smoky flavor.
Just amazing. And brinjals are something, so that's something that's quite an interesting one, because brinjals are quite a hard one. People look at them and go, ooh. But then they'll eat the eggplant mayonnaise without like clicking. It's possibly the same thing. I mean, we love the eggplant steaks, you know, where you cut it and you make it into like almost like a steak. You fry it the same way.
So I love making a melanzane.
I love that.
Or the eggplant mayonnaise, funnily enough, I just made that for Sunday when I was putting my mezze platter together and sat charring it, you know. Yeah. But it's afterwards divine. It has that really delicious smoky taste.
Flavor, yes. I love that as well. So, yeah, I'm learning, like I did a roasted pepper puree last night. And it was just so nice to be able to just do it, you know. And I've done it for gazpacho. I've actually roasted the peppers before doing them, before putting them in.
It really makes a difference, the flavoring.
It's just totally different. Earlier we were talking about soups, and you said the vegetable barley soup is a favorite. What about cold soups? You're not mad about cold soups?
It's not that I'm not mad about them, you know, but I know this time of year it's great to have cold soups, but I can't say my family enjoys something like that. So someone can say to me, Danny, will you make this for me? Sure, I'll be more than happy to do it. But I don't go make it, you know, if I know my husband's going to stare at it and go, what is this?
Yes.
But a lot of the time people phone in, you know, and they'll phone me and they'll say, Danny, can you make this, this, and this? And I'll say, you know what, sure. As long as I have enough time, you know, I'll be happy to do it. And like someone just asked for, it's not on my menu, but it's I made a pair of mint choc chip ice cream.
Oh, stunning.
You know, they never are, you know, it wasn't there, but they said, will you do it for me? Sure.
Why not?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a lot of stuff that's on my menu, sometimes, you know, I'll get requests and I'm happy to do it.
Yeah.
If I'm confident to do it, I'll do it. It's great.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So that's where, you know, my family will eat soup in any form, just about. I've got a couple who not so happy with it. But, like, for me, okay, gazpacho for me in my house is I have to make a 2-liter because it disappears. Like, a normal-sized soup, just not going to cut it.
Yeah,
but
I've
done, like a gem squash soup.
Divine.
Which they were like, what is this? I'm like, taste it, I'll tell you afterwards.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. Or creamy tomato soup.
Yeah.
Divine.
So tomato soup they've always liked.
Love that.
Gem squash is a vegetable that everybody in my house actually eats for a change. There's no – so – you know, even the fussy eaters will eat the gem squash. So when I made it into a soup, it was great.
So my husband could probably eat every day of his life is pumpkin pie. He is obsessed with pumpkin pie.
Never made pies.
I often made – it's, you know, just a normal vegetable side dish, you know. Loves it.
I've never, ever done it. I don't know why. I can't tell you why.
It's so much fun to, you know, just try it. It's
great. It's not like I haven't made pies, chicken pies and you know, minced meat pies and –
yeah, I love making a decent, delish chicken pie. That's actually a good idea for supper tonight.
Yeah, and it's so much healthier.
Exactly.
And it's perfect, like for me, okay, not that I have leftovers that often, but for the pieces of chicken that nobody eats.
So, you know, I try
which in my
make,
house doesn't happen.
I try and make quite a bit extra for the next day so my hubby can take it to work. And
yeah, I keep trying that.
My
so
little
far, no
one
luck.
Is lunch. You just got to make more then.
No. It's you know, somebody will find it. Like, we'll finish supper and I'll have put stuff aside and I'll come in the morning to look for it. Oh, no, I ate it at about 11:30, 12:30.
Yeah.
Like, guys, please.
Sometimes my hubby does that, except when I come back, he's just left like one piece in, so he didn't have to take it out the fridge to put it in the sink.
Yes, that's about right.
Yeah.
So yes, no, you know, and now as my kids are getting older, so for me, the flavors, like curries and chilies and stuff are now coming on my menu at home because they're liking the more spicy thing, whereas when they were kids, my curry was sort of a curry-flavored chicken, not
like a
curry
stew.
Chicken.
My hubby's also like that, loves a decent hot
like
curry.
Hot curry, yeah.
So I'll make a curry for us, you know, like if my mom comes and my little one and for me, and then he has a separate one, which is extra, extra,
extra,
extra
strong.
Hot.
Yes.
You know, I don't know how he does it.
No, you know what, I've learned... As we go getting older, as everybody's getting older, I'm learning to like add the more spices, but to add it in a way that it's more flavor rather than more heat.
So for my hubby, it could just be heat, and he'd be happy with
that. Look, listen, when I do the gazpacho, we put a big bottle of Tabasco sauce on the table. Even though I've put Tabasco into the cooking itself, into the vegetables already, it's just never hot enough for any of them.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
And lots of garlic. I must admit, I'm a big garlic fan.
Me too. Divine. It really makes the food, you know, just tastes delicious.
And one of the things I learned from Gordon Ramsay's videos and stuff was he often doesn't actually chop the garlic. He sticks it on a table, he crushes it, skin and all, and just sticks it in with.
With the skin as well?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
He says it's just like if you're roasting.
Yeah.
He says just stick it in. Why stand there peeling? What's the difference? It's still going to get the flavor. Well, that saved my, you know, a lot of things. And also learning to use the different, the way to add things and the way. So I'm loving that at the moment.
The other night I made a divine roast chicken and I added tons of garlic in. Oh, it was so good.
So his thing is to rub the garlic on the chicken.
Did that, you know, and then I
Take
shoved
the
in
garlic.
All the cloves and it was just
so that,
yum.
Just, and to roast the head where it like becomes almost like butter.
Yeah.
You can use it as a spread.
Oh, delicious.
So that's it. I have to be careful. Like, obviously, if I'm having visitors, I've got to know who I'm
Absolutely.
Having. So I used to love having Alan because then I could play to my heart's content.
Go to town.
You know, his only rule was, as long as I don't serve something he already made.
Fair enough. You see, I don't have that problem with my friends. Thank goodness. They're only too happy to come over.
So, yes, no. His thing is he doesn't want to eat his own food. So, you know, which was always nice for me, you know, to be able to try a new thing or phone him and say, do these flavors go together?
It's so nice to have a foodie friend.
Yeah. It's a little harder now because I'm sure he's going to be listening because he always says to me, remind me when you're on.
Great.
One of these days I'm going to tackle Vusi and we're going to do a telephonic with Alan, or somehow I'm going to get Alan on as well.
That's a great idea.
Return the compliments. So, you know, it's learning. And as I'm watching, I mean, shows, MasterChef.
MasterChef Australia. Best.
Without a doubt. So now I've watched what's on TV now. I've already seen it. So like I'm sitting there and I'm listening to my mother describe what she's watching at the moment. I'm like, oh yeah, it was.
And you want to tell everything.
I'm going, wait until. And then I'm like, shh, shh, shh.
Oh,
but it that to me, and I mean I've watched the other MasterChefs. And they just don't compare.
100% agree. And you know what I also love? Come Dine With Me, you know, seeing those.
My daughter does as well. I can't stand it. It drives me insane. I want to clobber everybody. I do like the Chopped.
I'm not a huge fan.
And Iron Chef.
Not a huge. MasterChef Australia any day. And
oh,
I've
absolutely.
Seen all of it too. Loved it. And they're just always changing it. It's so great.
Yes.
You know, it's always a new series.
Yeah. And each year, the audition dishes just get more spectacular.
They look
I mean,
amazing.
For me, my favorite, that sashi, I know it's a TV, but I can almost like smell and taste the curries that he's made.
He had such love for it.
You can feel his passion.
Absolutely.
It was, you know, so I've loved him and now I've forgotten the other Indian guy.
I actually can't remember. I watched it such a while
There's another one who was just, I loved his food because it was just home cooking.
It was
nice home cooking. It was comfort food, which I think the curries from sashi are anyway.
Absolutely.
Those are pure comfort.
It's nice to make a comfort food, you know, especially in winter, like I think like stews and, you know, those hearty type of meals.
Yeah.
That's my best.
So I've got a macaroni and cheese from, I think it is, could be 2012 or 2013 MasterChef.
Yes.
That uses, I mean, I've struggled with it, but this year I actually had truffles. I cracked the what bank. And I bought a couple of truffles.
Lekker.
They're not as fantastic as everybody says. Sorry.
They're having a quite intense flavor.
Yeah.
Very intense.
Yeah. So it was great on. So their macaroni and cheese that they did It's made with cream instead of milk,
mm-hmm.
and there's no flour in it.
Oh, wow, okay.
So it's a much richer, and then there's three cheeses. So I struggled because kosher gouda cheese, yeah.
And very expensive.
Yeah.
Like parmesan.
So it wanted parmesan, and it wanted truffles. So the parmesan I don't mind spending because it sits in my freezer. It doesn't, well, in my fridge, it doesn't actually go off. The longer you keep it, the nicer it gets.
Yeah.
So that's not, you know, I don't mind because, but I never use as much as they use. I mean, they often like, say,
overdo
like
it.
A quarter of a cup, and I'm like going, not for that money, I'm not. so that's
like a tablespoon.
Yeah. So I do, I grate it, and it's the most amazing macaroni and cheese dish ever. And then when I put the truffle on for the first time ever, it just took it to a totally different
intensifies
level.
Intensifies it.
Mm. And that was from one of the, I think it must be about 2013, 2014. Like there, like was an early master chef.
So what I love making in terms of pasta dishes, tuna lasagna. That is, you know,
a big hit in my family.
Oh, love it.
One of the things that I learned, but it's hard work, is making my own pasta.
Yes.
Now the dough is not hard work because now I've got my Thermomix. It makes the perfect dough. So the last time I did a spinach, I did a tomato, and I did a plain pasta.
Divine.
The hard part is rolling out the pasta.
Yeah.
That's the part I don't always enjoy. So I do sometimes like then do the sheets so that I can have lasagnas. Or I make it into a cannelloni, then it's just much easier than making spaghetti. But my kids have always said like they really do prefer the fresh one.
Homemade.
Yeah, even if I've dried it out so that it's, you know, and stored it, they still say it tastes
the difference.
Better. Very much taste the difference. And the spinach one especially was just so much. I mean, I used the fresh baby spinach, and it was just so much more intense.
Oh, divine.
So, yeah, and I'd love to try other wines. I mean, one of my things is I would love to do, which is never going to happen, is the black linguine.
Yes, yes.
So that's never going to happen unless I'm prepared to use food coloring, which not really.
I don't think it will have the same.
It doesn't have.
Effect.
It looks the same. It looks the same, but the taste would definitely not be. So that's it. To finish off, just tell people, how do we get hold of you? How do they order? What are, you know?
So you're welcome to phone or, you know, give me a call or WhatsApp me on 076-120-0835. And also I have a lot of followers on Facebook.
Yes, you do.
Thank you. www.facebook.com/feedmedunny. And you can follow me there and you see all the types of foods I do. And I'm constantly uploading pictures and, you know, it's very interactive. And also I have an Instagram account, which is...
Okay, that one I didn't know. I must have a look.
It's daniellas.kitchen. Same idea, lots of pictures, you know, make your mouth water.
Yes, yes.
So that's how you can get hold of me. And I'm very, you know, you can actually contact me anytime. Generally up quite late, and people have. They've contacted me late at night. Can I make an order for tomorrow's show? No problem. Mm. So, which is great.
Yeah, I must admit, that's one of the things I like about the Facebook Messenger for Business.
Yeah.
Is they can message you, and it's got those pre, when you click on the page, it pops up with those questions that
are
already
pre.
I love that, yeah. I have that on my website, though. It's called Chat Marshall, where people can go onto my website, they click on it, and they can ask questions.
Which is,
you know,
great.
Which I can also respond on the website.
And people often contact me via Facebook, and that's how,
well,
you know.
That's how I contacted you.
Yes, exactly. So you can definitely see I'm checking it out all the time.
Yeah, I'm a very big Facebook troll for food places and things that I love.
I'm exactly the same.
You have to. I mean, that's what Facebook's there for.
Exactly. Not to make friends. It's all about the food.
So I must admit, like somebody was saying for me, my Instagram, I'm like, I keep getting the wrong people following me. And they're going, that's because you're following the wrong people. I'm following all these chefs and restaurants. And I want, like, moms to follow me. But I've got the chefs and restaurants following back, which is great.
Yeah, but it's nice because people still see it.
But it's nice for me as well, and I can sort of have a look what's being served, especially like the American caterers.
Yes.
Their stuff is just, I mean, and what's available.
It's amazing. Yeah, I know. Also, I love looking at the pictures.
I think that's
great.
One of the reasons why I avoid going too much to Kosher World or off the strip is because I go there and I drool. And then it kills my credit card because I obviously bought too much. Because, look, they've got kosher this and they've got kosher.
This is new.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the same.
Yeah, like oyster sauce and mirin, and I got fish sauce from, you know. So, like, I'm getting there where there's recipes and I'm like looking at them and I'm thinking, well, hey, why not?
Yeah, exactly. You only live once.
That's it. So we're glad to have you.
Thanks so
much. It was so
nice
again. Chatting to you. I love chatting to other people who love food.
That's
it always
for sure.
Makes the day go nice. Now I need to go eat, obviously.
Me too. Thank you.
It was fantastic. So hopefully your business grows and we'll see you made famous.
Thank you so much. And thanks for having me. It was so much fun.
Always a pleasure. So once again, you can catch Daniela if you need to on Facebook is the easiest one at www.facebook.com/feedmedani. Send her a message if you're interested. Have a look at her beautiful pictures of her food, especially the Friday night food. I love looking at that for ideas. And we'll see you. We'll be back on air in 2 weeks' time. Thanks.